Blackstone Audio presents Gesturing by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Gesturing. She told him with a little gesture he had never seen her use before. Joan had called from the station, having lunched with her lover, Richard Guest. He had been spending the Saturday babysitting for his own children in the house the Maples had once shared. Her new Volvo was handier in the driveway, but for several minutes it refused to go into first gear for him. By the time he had reached the center of town, she had walked down the main street and up the hill to the green. It was September, leafy and warm, yet with a crystal chill on things, an uncanny clarity. Even from a distance, they smiled to see one another. She opened the door and seated herself, fastening the safety belt to silence its chastening buzz. Her face was rosy from her walk. Her city clothes looked like a costume. She carried a small package or two, token of her shopping. Richard tried to pull a U-turn on the narrow street, and in the long moment of his halting and groping for reverse gear, she told him. "Darlie," she said, and oddly, tentatively, soundlessly tapped the fingers of one hand into the palm of the other, a gesture between a child's clap of glee and an adult's signal for attention. "I've decided to kick you out. I'm going to ask you to leave town." Abruptly full, his heart thumped. It was what he wanted. "Okay," he said carefully, "if you think you can manage." He glanced sideways at her face to see if she meant it. He could not believe she did. A red, white, and blue mail truck that had braked to a stop behind them tapped its horn, more reminder than rebuke. The Maples were known in this town. They had lived here most of their married life. Richard found reverse, backed up.